You take God's Word and turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, as we continue in Hebrews reading through it. Hebrews chapter 1, remember, last week we learned from Hebrews chapter 1 that Jesus is greater than the angels, and he continues here that thought. Jesus is greater than the angels. Hebrews chapter 2, starting in verse 1, we'll read the whole chapter. This is the word of the living God. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard. God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. For he did not subject the angels to the world to come concerning which we are speaking, but one has testified somewhere saying, what is man that you remember him, or the son of man that you are concerned about him? You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have appointed him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am in the children whom God has given me. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. For assuredly he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendant of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. That is God's holy word. Again, Jesus is being shown here as greater than the angels, continuing from chapter 1. And you see the first four verses there, it says in chapter 2 that this is a warning to these people who are hearing. That means a warning to us as well. He says, for this reason, or therefore, because of chapter 1, because of salvation, because of Jesus being greater than the angels, pay much closer attention to what we have heard, he says. Because this is not just angels. It's not the angels' word. This is the word of God. This revelation which we have heard, it is great because it comes from Jesus. And so therefore, there is a greater privilege and there is a greater honor and a greater responsibility for us to respond to this word from Jesus. The warning is, if you don't pay attention to God's word, that Jesus is speaking to you, to the gospel, then you will drift away. That's the warning. Apostasy can happen. And it happens gradually, or maybe even without perception. You might not even know it's happening. But if you're not paying attention to the Word of God, when it's read and preached, and when you read it yourselves and even hear it, then he says you will drift away. And why should we not desire to drift away? Well, because he says here that there are severe sanctions. There's a greater judgment. But also there's a sure attestation. It was spoken by the Lord, and it's convincing. It's God's Word. The Word we heard was confirmed to us by the apostles. Not just men, though, but by God Himself through signs and wonders and miracles and gifts. And Jesus is greater, so be warned of not heeding what you hear from God's Word. Jesus brings salvation to His people, and He promises dominion to mankind, verses 6 through 8. Not for the angels, but because of Adam's sin and fall, Jesus was incarnated and He suffered to bring about the promises for God's people. Jesus brings salvation to God's people through suffering. That's what we see in verses 9 through 18. He brings salvation through suffering. It says He brings many sons to glory through His death. He is the author, He's the source, He's the leader of salvation. And all of His people are made perfect through suffering. And now some of us and the author of the Hebrews is anticipating this, it seems. Some of us might doubt that Jesus is really greater than the angels because He suffered. But the author here communicates that because He suffered, He is greater than the angels. Now, Jesus' suffering is in no way detract from His superiority to the angels. Because He had to help them. He does not give help to angels, but He gives help to the descendant of Abraham to save them from their sins. And to save them from their sins, we know He had to suffer. This suffering adds to His greatness. Especially as He goes through not just the miseries of this life and being under the law and then living under the law and then also going to the cross where He suffered there, but then under the power of death for a time. But He shows His greatness in that He rose from the dead to bring life to His people. And so the message here is, see how great Jesus is, greater than the angels. Now, therefore, we are to continue in this life, the Christian life. We are to persevere because Jesus is great. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is Lord, our God. He is truly God, truly man, fully God, fully man. And He came for us, for Your people. And He suffered. He died the death that we could not die. Dying for sin once for all. He paid the penalty not just for one of us, but because He is the perfect spotless Lamb and He is God, He died for every single person's sin who comes to Him in faith. Let us all come to Him in faith. All of our children, all of us who are adults, come to Him in faith. Saving faith. Make that so, Lord, if it be Your will. And cause us to be a great light to the nations. Communicating this gospel of how Jesus is greater. Jesus is greater than all. He's even greater than the angels. And may we heed this Word. May we hear the Word and receive it, respond to it in faith. We pray that we would not drift away. That any here who are struggling in their faith and continually, even now, not paying attention to Your Word. When we read Your Word and when we hear it preached, when we go home and hear Your Word, whether in family worship or private worship. Make us heed the word. Cause us to receive it with faith and love. And Father, because Jesus is so great, greater than all, that he even shows his love for us in his suffering, cause us, because we have this great Savior, greater than the angels, cause us to persevere in this life. Cause us to follow him. Cause us to love and desire to follow after the gospel and a life in accordance with it. That it will be a life following after your law in the strength of Christ, not in our own strength. That he would cause us to persevere, not just in our spiritual lives, but also our physical lives. That we would live for Christ. And that the death that is to come, it would be so much greater because of your strengthening us to live this life and sanctifying us. We pray that you would be with those who are struggling with their bodies. Think of Bob and Marie and Sharon and Dina. And we pray that you would be with them and heal them of their some for chronic illnesses and allergies some of us have. And you would cause us to serve you better. You give us more strength in our weakness. And Father, we ask that you would be with Mary Ashley and her family as they grieve the loss of her grandmother. Though they are happy and joyous because being older in age, they communicate that she had faith. We praise you for that. We pray for her family as they now miss her. Cause them not to miss her in any depressive sense. For they know that the great joy that it is to enter into glory. And their souls being made perfect and their bodies resting in the grave till still united to Christ, till the resurrection. Now let those of us who are older think forward to that and take joy in that. But not just those who are older, but all of us. We know that our days are numbered, but no one knows the number. Any one of us could die at this moment. So we pray that we would seek comfort in you and your word and your promises and not be fearful of death. For there is no fear in death. Not for the Christian. And we do pray for those who are not among us this morning, not only Mary Ashley, but Phyllis. We pray that you would bring them back safely to us. And we pray for the Halseys as they travel back to Mississippi today. We pray that you would be with them and keep them safe and bring them back to their church and be with Andy's ministry there at the church in Mississippi. Father, we pray that you would cause us once again to remember and cause us to see how great Jesus is, our Savior and Lord. For we pray in his name. Amen.